الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. All praises for Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth. وجعل الظلمات والنور, and he created darkness and light. وجعل الليل والنهار, and he created the night and the day. وجعل البرد والحر, and he created cold and heat. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah الذي خلق كل شيء فأحسن خلقه. All praises for Allah. He created everything and He perfected its creation. مدبر الكون. He controls the universe. رافع السماوات. He is the one who raised the heavens. وباسط الأرض. And He has extended the earth. جعل الليل والنهار آيتين ليتنبه الغافل. And he made the night and the day as two signs, so that those who are negligent, they can be reminded. ويعود المعرض إلى ربه. And that so the one who is stubborn and he rejects, he can return back to his Lord. يزيد المؤمن به يقينا وإيمانا. And by it, by the creation of the night and the day, and the creation of the cold and the heat, a person of Iman can increase in his Iman, and a person of Iman can increase in his certainty. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قدوة الأنام. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and his messenger. قدوة الأنام. And he is the example or the role model for all of creation. والهادي إلى طريق الرحمن. And he is the one who guides, by him Allah guides to the path of the most merciful. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. May peace and blessings and salutations be upon him, his family, his companions, ومن تبعهم بإحسان, and whoever follows them upon goodness. عباد الله, أيها المؤمنون, from the great signs of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, which if a person ponders over them, is beneficial for him in this dunya, in this worldly life, is at-tafakkur wa tadabbur, is to ponder, contemplate, and think about ayatillah, think about the signs of Allah. Wa ta'ammul fi ajaibi makhluqatillah, and to think about the greatness of the creation of Allah. And when a person ponders, contemplates, and thinks over the creation of Allah, he increases his Iman, and he strengthens his yaqeen, his certainty, and he strengthens his relationship with the Lord of the worlds. And Allah said in the Quran, praising those people who ponder and think about the creation of Allah, he said, "Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard," verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, "wakhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar," and the changing of the night and the day, لآيات لأولي الألباب, are signs, آيات, signs, لأولي الألباب, for the people of intelligence. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. And they are those who remember Allah. They remember Allah when they are standing. They remember Allah when they are sitting. They remember Allah when they are lying on their side. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder, think, and contemplate over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then what do they say? They say, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. O our Lord, all of this which we see around us, you have not created this in vain, without any purpose. سُبْحَانَك, you are glorified. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So save us from the punishment of the fire. Ibadallah, from the matters which increases a person's yaqeen in Allah and he remembers the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to look at that which is around him. So there is no aspect of creation except that it is a sign showing the existence of Allah and proving the tawheed of Allah, that Allah is one and that only He is deserving of worship. And for this reason, the Muslim is ordered to look around him, to ponder and contemplate. وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ شَاهِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. Like the poet said, for Allah, in every movement and in every instance of relaxation, there is a shahid, there is a proof. There is a proof for Allah in everything which moves. There is a proof for Allah in everything which stays still. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ. And in everything there is a sign for him. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. Proving that he is one and he is alone. عباد الله أيها المؤمنون. From the great ayat of Allah, from the great signs of Allah جل في العلا, is the changing of the night and the day, and the changing of the seasons, the days and the weeks. So for Allah is an ayah, for Allah is a sign in how the night comes and the day comes, and how they alternate. And also how we go through days of heat and days of cold. And in the seasons, in summer, winter, autumn, spring, all of this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every one of this, there is a wisdom. It is Allah who decrees for the winter to come, and for the summer to come, and for the night and the day to change, and to go through periods of heat and periods of cold. And He does all of this with the wisdom which is with Him. So from the signs of Allah by which a person increases his iman is the winter season. And how in this winter season and also the summer season, how Allah changes the face of the earth. And had a person lived all of the year in one continuous state, every day was heat or every day was cold, then a person would become bored. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His wisdom, is He brings cold and heat, and He brings summer and winter, so that the earth benefits, the birds benefit, even the people benefit, and their life does not become, a person does not become bored throughout his life. So because of the blessing of Allah, a person is able to see the beauty of spring and the warmth of summer and the beauty of snow in the winter, and the earth benefits from the rain and the autumn season. All of this is ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes these seasons, He changes the night and the day, the weather, in order to remind the people that your worship of Allah has to remain constant, regardless of that which is happening around you, regardless of how poor you are or how rich you are, whether you go through illness or health, whether you are alone and isolated, you are happy or sad, you are married or you are single, regardless of whether you are young or poor, whether it is cold outside or it is warm outside, whether it is the night or the day, or the summer or the winter, but your purpose upon this earth, it remains the same. And that is ibadatullah, that we remain constant in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this season of winter, in the winter season, we see how rain becomes abundant. And Allah gives life to the earth eventually through this rain. So from the ayat of Allah, is that He brings about the clouds, and then He sends the rain, and then He sends the winds, and these winds, they bring the clouds to the various lands, and the clouds become heavy with water. And so Allah Jalla fil Ula, He allows the water to descend upon the earth, and this is the rahmah of Allah, this is the mercy of Allah. Allah said in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ, that He is the one who sends the wind as glad tiding, bringing about the mercy of Allah, meaning rain. حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا, until he forms these clouds, and these clouds are heavy. سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. And then Allah causes the wind to push these heavy clouds to a barren land, a dead land which has nothing upon it. فَأَنْزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاء. And then from these clouds we send the water. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And then we produce fruits and vegetation of every type from this land which was dry and barren. And then Allah reminded us. And then he said, just as we can give life to the earth or the land which is barren and dead, he said, كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى. Just like this, we will give life to the dead once again. Meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, when everything will die, just as Allah gives life to the land and the earth which is barren and dead, and he produces life and movement, كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى. Like this, we will resurrect the dead. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So you may remember. And Allah said in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سِحَابًا. Do you not see how Allah gently forms the clouds? ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ. And then he brings the clouds together. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. And then do you not see how Allah makes them different levels? فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. And then you see rain and water coming down from these clouds. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ. And do you not see how Allah sends down from the mountains hail, hailstorm? He sends it down. فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And so whoever he wants to strike with the hail, he does so. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. And whoever he wants to save from these hailstorms, he does so. يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. And the lightning which Allah sends, this lightning, this is so bright and so vivid that it almost removes the sight of the people. So from the signs of Allah is the lightning and the thunder. And so much so that Allah named a surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Ra'd, the surah of thunder, to remind the people that this thunder is a sign of Allah. He said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. That He is the one who sends, He shows you the lightning, and it causes you to fear, and at the same time it causes you to have hope. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. And He forms the clouds which are heavy. And He said, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. That the thunder, it glorifies Allah, it praises Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. And His angels, they glorify Allah due to their fear of Him. وَيُرْسِلَ الصَّوَاعِقِ. And Allah sends the bolts of thunder. فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And so He strikes with them whoever He wants. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And yet they dispute regarding Allah. They doubt Allah. وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ. And He's severe in His punishment. And also from the signs of Allah is that in the winter how the cold becomes very severe. Just as Allah sends a severe heat in the summer, He also sends a severe cold in the winter. And this should remind a person regarding his Lord Jalla Jalalu, and the power and the mightiness of Allah Jalla Jalalu. And you should remember that just as Jahannam, it has a severe heat, then Jahannam also has a severe cold. And many people, they do not know this, that when we think about Jahannam, when we think about hell, or we think about the fire, may Allah save us, we only think about the severe heat. But also the fire, it has a severe cold by which people will be burnt. And this is called Zamharir. The cold of Jahannam, it is called Zamharir. And the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in the Sahihain, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اشتكت النار إلى ربها. That the fire, meaning Jahannam, it complained to its Lord. فقالت يا رب. And so it said, oh my Lord, أكل بعضي بعضا. That some of me, the fire, it is eating itself up. فجعل لها نفسين. So Allah made for the fire two moments of respite. And then He said, في الشتاء. نَفَسًا فِي الشِّتَاءَ وَنَفَسًا فِي الصَّيْفِ. That there is a moment of respite for Jahannam in the winter, and there's a moment of respite for Jahannam in the summer. فَشِدَّتْ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْبَرْدِ. So the severity which you feel in the cold, in the winter, this is a respite for Jahannam. A small taste of Jahannam. وَشِدَّتْ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْحَرِّ. And the severity which you face in the summer, this is a small taste of Jahannam. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. These seasons, winter and summer, they should not pass by a person and he or she does not think or ponder over them. Rather, a person should contemplate a number of points. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He extended our lives so we are able to live in this winter. However, there are many others, even from our own communities, our own families, whom Allah did not extend their lives. So there are some amongst us who are present upon this earth, talking about last winter and living the days of last winter, and yet when this winter has come, they are no longer amongst us anymore. And this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every day that a person goes through is either a witness for him or a witness against him. The summers and the winters, do not be assured that you will live until the next summer or even spring. Never mind the winter which is going to come next year. So a person, he has to always hold himself to account. And throughout the summer and the winter, we are busy. We are occupied with this dunya, with wealth, with family, with careers. But a person should stop, think and contemplate. What has he prepared for the akhirah? Because the only thing which will matter is your zad, your provisions. Your provisions which you are prepared for the akhirah, when a person will meet his Lord. And the second point that a person contemplate in the winter is with regards to his aqeedah, with regards to the belief in his heart. That a Muslim, regardless of the seasons and the weather and the changing, his aqeedah in Allah, his belief in Allah and his tawheed, it always remains constant. And some people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, "Mutirna bino kada." They said that the rain has come upon us because of a particular star. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught them tawheed. He said, "Mutirna bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi." Rather, we have been given rain due to the virtue of Allah and His mercy. And often we hear the people speaking that this rain, it is because of a wind from the Atlantic, or this cold is because of the Siberian wind, or from the east or the west. However, Muslim has to strengthen his iman. And first, he always mentions the virtue of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from the points of contemplation is that we should never insult or curse the weather, the rain and the wind. Because this wind and this rain, it has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is submissive to the command of Allah jalla fil ula. And therefore it is not allowed for a person to insult or to curse the wind or the weather. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he said, "La tasubbu ar-rih," do not insult the wind. And in another word in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he said, "La tal'an ar-rih, fa innaha ma'mura." Do not curse the wind, because it has been ordered by Allah. It is under the command of Allah. And also, my brothers, from the points of contemplation in these days, is in the weather forecast, they are mentioning that today and yesterday and these previous few days, they have been the coldest days of the winter. However, by the virtue of Allah, we do not feel this cold. We live in houses which are warm. There are radiators, blankets, clothing. In fact, in the Quran, Allah mentions the blessing of clothing. He said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلْ تَقِيكُمْ الْحَرْبِ. That Allah has made for you clothing, garments, which protects you from the severe heat. وَسَرَابِيلْ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. And He has made for you clothing and garments, which protects you in war. He said, كَذَٰلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ. This is how Allah completes His blessing. عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So you may show submission to Him. However, has anybody amongst us thought, when we are giving our children a bath or shower of warm water, when we are placing them in bed and we put the duvet over them, and when we increase the temperature on the radiators, or when we wear a jacket, have any of us ever thought and pondered about the Muslim brothers and sisters who do not have any bed except the earth, and they do not have any clothing except that which they wear, and they do not have any blanket except the roof which is above them, and the difficulties which they are going through? So this therefore increases us in our compassion for the poor and for the rest of the ummah, and that we give in charity. And as you all know, we have various projects through our charity Humanity Care Relief, in which we provide winter relief for the Muslims in the poor lands. And also, from the things we should ponder in this season are some of the rulings of fiqh which relate to winter, and they affect almost every person. Those who are at work, those who are studying in school, the men and the women, those who are outside. These issues of fiqh, they relate to every person. So the first amongst them is al-mashu al-khuffain, the permissibility of wiping over socks or wiping over any type of footwear. So if a person wears socks, for example, and on top of them he wears his shoes, and he or she is at work or at school and needs to renew the wudu, then it isn't an obligation upon a person that they have to remove all of their footwear and wash their feet again. Rather, it is enough for a person to merely wipe over the feet. And this has certain rulings which are attached to it. First of all, that before you place on your footwear, you have to make wudu, washing your feet. Once you have made wudu, washing your feet, then if you break your wudu and you need to renew your wudu, you don't need to remove your footwear. You can merely wipe over them with wet hands. Secondly, the footwear which you are wearing, the shoes and the socks, they have to cover the majority of your foot. And it doesn't matter if there's a hole in them, but as long as they cover the majority of your foot. Thirdly, you are only allowed to wipe over the footwear from minor impurity. Meaning if you break your wudu due to answering the call of nature, passing wind, sleeping, then it is permitted. But if it is major impurity, i.e. janaba, then the ghusl becomes an obligation. And it is permitted for a person who is resident, i.e. living in his town, to keep wiping over his footwear for 24 hours, i.e. a day and a night. And this starts from the first wiping a person does. Meaning a person makes wudu, full wudu with washing the feet, wears his clothing, brothers if you move closer please, wears his footwear, then he breaks his wudu, and then he does mash once more. This is when his 24 hours have begun. So after this, a person has 24 hours to wipe over his footwear. And as for the person who is traveling, then he has 3 nights and 3 days. Fifthly, if a person removes his footwear, then this does not break the wudu. His wudu is still complete, and he can still pray his prayer with the same wudu, even if he had wiped over it. However, a person cannot then put the shoes on again to wipe over them. So if he wants to place on his shoes again, he makes wudu, washing his feet, and then he can continue making mash once more. So removing footwear does not break wudu, but it breaks the legislation of making mash over them once more. And how does a person make mash alal khufain? How does he wipe over them? With his right hand, he wipes the top of his right foot from his toes to his ankles and some of his shin. And with the left foot, with the left hand, and both hands are wet, he wipes over the left foot from the toes to the shin, or touching the shin. And he does not wipe below the foot. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated. The second ruling with regards to winter is similar to wiping over footwear. It is permitted for men to wipe over the imama, over a turban. And it is permitted for women to wipe over the hijab or the khimar, i.e. the headscarf that they wear around covering their head. And this is for the same reason. The difficulty that may occur for a woman, for example, she's outside, she's at work, she might be in front of other men. She then has to remove her hijab and then wipe over her head in order to make wudu. Maybe the water is very cold. So for this reason, the Sharia has permitted for the woman to merely wipe over her hijab and her khimar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of Thawban, in Sunan Abi Dawood, he said,
Thawban said, Ba'atha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sariyya, that the Messenger of Allah, he sent a division of the army for a war. فَأَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَمْسَحُوا عَلَى الْعَمَائِمْ وَالتَّسَاخِينَ. So he ordered them to wipe over their turbans, and the khimar or the hijab is like the turban for the woman, and التَّسَاخِينَ meaning anything which is worn above the shoes. And as for the bandages, the jabira, then this has no limit. So footwear and the khimar or the hijab and the imama, the turban, it is for 24 hours for the one who is resident, and 72 hours for the one who is traveling. But the bandage has no limit upon it. So as long as a person is ill and this water will cause him some harm, he can simply wipe over the bandage. The third point that we have to remember with regards to the winter season is that sometimes, because of the heavy clothing we wear, people, they don't wash their body parts fully. So for example, when it comes to washing their elbows, maybe they will not wash over their elbows because they're wearing a jumper and a jacket and so on and so forth. But that which is an obligation is to wash the full body part. So a person has to wash the elbow and some of the upper arm. And it isn't an excuse that the clothing they are wearing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَا يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا. Shall I not tell you of something which will wipe away your sins? وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ, and he will increase your good deeds in Jannah. قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. He said, إِسْبَاغُ الْوُضُوءُ عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ. He said, fulfilling your wudu properly, عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ, even when it is difficult for you. I.e. in times of winter, when you're wearing heavy clothing, you still have to wash your body parts properly. And then the fourth matter, ruling of fiqh, which relates to the winter, is that the sharia, it has brought an ease in that it has allowed for a person to combine between dhuhr and asr, or combine between maghrib and isha when there's severe weather. So if it is raining severely, or it is very windy, there is snow, thunder and lightning, and therefore it becomes difficult for the people to come to the masjid, then it is permitted for a person to combine between dhuhr and asr, either bring asr to the time of dhuhr or bring dhuhr to the time of asr. And it is permitted for a person to combine between maghrib and isha the same. However, firstly, this is done in the masajid. So the person who is praying at home, or the person who is going to pray at his workplace, is not allowed to combine the prayers. Only if it is in the masjid, by the command of the imam, who is the leader of the Muslims in the masjid. And also this is done with one adhan and two iqama. And this is done, as I mentioned, when there is severe wind or there is rain, or it is difficult for the people to come. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned the hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said, Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-dhuhra wa al-asra jam'an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed dhuhr and asr together in one time. وَصَلَّ الْمَغْرِبَ وَالْعِشَىٰ جَمْعًا, and he prayed maghrib and isha together in one time. He said, مِنْ غَيْرِ خَوْفٍ وَلَا مَطَرٍ, and this was not in a time of fear, nor was it rain. Meaning there was a situation for the Muslims in which it was much less than this. It wasn't a time of extreme fear, it wasn't a time of rain, but a situation arose which was less than this, and yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam combined between these two prayers. The ulama say that therefore when there is a situation of fear or extreme weather or rain, then it is more legislated for a masjid to combine between these prayers, and this is a sunnah which should be revived. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور وجعل الليل والنهار وجعل البرد والحر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أيها العباد, the imams of guidance and the imams of piety who came before us, when they went through summers and winters and severe heat and severe cold, they would not look at these seasons like we look at them. When they would look and think about these situations, it was always regarding the Akhirah. And many of us, when we think about them, we only think about the dunya. So the Salaf, the great pious Imams who came before us, they only concern themselves with this dunya in those things which benefit in the akhirah. And for this reason, when the winter would come, they would become very happy and they would welcome the winter. So here is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said, "Ash-shita ghanimatul abidin," that the winter time, this is a ghanima, this is an opportunity, this is a treasure, this is a booty for those who want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the days are very, very short. So whoever wants to fast or has qadha to make, he has fast to make up, this is the best time to make it. It is easy because the hours are very short. And also because the night is very long. So whoever wants to pray qiyamul layl, he has enough time to sleep and wake up an hour or two before fajr and still pray qiyamul layl. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever winter would come, he would say, "Marhaba bishita." He would say, "Welcome, O winter." Tatanazzalu fihi al-baraka, because the blessings of Allah, they come down. Wayatulu fihi al-layl lil-qiyam, and the night becomes long in order to pray qiyam al-layl. Wayaqsuru fihi al-nahar lis-siyam, and the night and the day becomes very short, so people can fast in it. And Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, "Ni'mu zaman al-mu'min al-shita," that how good is the winter for the believer. Layluhu tawil yaqumuhu, its night is long, so he can pray the night prayer. Wa naharuhu qasir yasumuhu, so, and the day is short, so he can fast in those days. So the Salaf alayhim rahmatullah, in the winter they would increase in their ibadah, and in the summer they would increase in their ibadah. Charity, patience, pondering over the signs of Allah, qiyamul layl, fasting, making qadha, fasting. This is how the Salaf were. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم أقم الصلاة.